some new faces and some experience lost tonight because you are the mayor and John Nichols steps off, and both of you have a tremendous amount of experience. Now you have some new faces. So tell me about the new dynamic of this College Station City Council in your view.
Well, it's going to be important for the mayor to sit down, I think, with every council member and to assess just what they see as their own skill set, and then to accordingly look at committee assignments, look at other issues that will be coming forth. You know, we have some people on council, for example, who are very, very skilled with computers and know all the ins and outs of that far better than I. There are others who have some interests and have had some experience, for example, in the historical aspects of our community. And so as we look at ways to maintain the quality of life, we need to bring those skills forward as well. But that's the way we're going to have to approach the entire council, not just individuals. This offers an opportunity for the new mayor to set up a new team. And that's the emphasis that I want to place on this. This has got to be a team effort, not individual efforts. Certainly individuals may bring forward new ideas, may do some research that they can share with others. But when it comes down to collectively serving the city, it has to be a team effort.
This is a city council. This is a city council in a city that has made decisions that sometimes have been good, sometimes not so good, and the impact is felt years later. Now we are on such a fast cycle. Things are moving so quickly. You look at where roads are going to have to be expanded as the Welborn area was annexed, as College Station ISD is growing. Decisions have to be made now, and they have to be right, and they're going to be big decisions that have to be made quickly.
Right. And you bring up a good point when you mention the school district. One of the things I think we need to make certain is that the school district and Texas A&M are at the table more frequently than they have been. This has got to be an open dialogue, not something where the city suddenly finds out, as it did with the apartments, 3,400 beds, going up at Penberthy and Luther. That is something that can rip the city back because of the huge expense for having to redo all of Luther and other aspects that it adds to our challenges. You know, you're going to see more, for example, down Arrington Road. That's something now with two members of council, well, the mayor and Mr. Aldrich, going on to the county commissioner's court, where we need to be able to have a dialogue there as well. With the school district obviously is growing 6 to 7% each year, far above what was predicted just 4 or 5 years ago. We need to be able to sit down with them. And when the school district, for example, a couple months ago mentioned that they're going to start thinking about a third high school in 2021, we need to be at the table. So we know where that's going to be, what the roads have to be looking like, what kind of neighborhoods we can anticipate, so that we're moving forward, not trying to catch up.